Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. Today we're talking about a growing threat inside the retail supply chain, and that's vendor concentration risk. When retailers rely too heavily on a handful of suppliers, a single disruption can lead to cost spikes, operational delays, and margin pressure. Joining us today is Ashley Hetrick, Principal and Supply Chain Practice Leader at BDO, to break down what retailers need to watch for and how to build a smarter, more resilient vendor strategy. Welcome back to the show, Ashley.
Thanks, Natalie.
Ashley, so let's get right to it. Why is vendor concentration risk becoming a front burner issue for retailers today? I mean, it's not something new. Lots of retailers or wholesalers, they focus in on a couple of vendors. Why is it becoming an issue today?
Retailers continue to navigate this perfect storm of geopolitical shocks, logistics disruptions, and regulatory pressures. So, I mean, not surprisingly, a single vendor can create a significant out-of-stock risk, particularly if it's A items. While companies have attempted to navigate this for the last few years, it's now really becoming a forefront issue because they now have the resources to focus on how to manage it. They're starting to get increased access to data to feel like they can respond, and they're under significant margin pressure. So something has to change to ensure they have the products on the shelves when customers come in to purchase those.
So the vendor concentration, I understand it, right? But how does this vendor concentration amplify cost volatility or even margin erosion?
Vendor concentration acts like a multiplier on each one of those external shocks. A single freight disruption, a tariff change, a regulatory detention, a labor issue in another region are going to create tremendous issues for a retailer, because many of them are operating right now with no buffer stock. And if they are highly concentrated in a vendor, a group of vendors, or a set of vendors who all purchase from the same raw material source, they have no leverage and no alternatives when supply falters or when cost rises. Without that, there's nowhere else that they can pull from. And a lot of the domestic alternate supply that they would have looked for has already been contracted up at this point.
So does diversification make sense in all cases?
It's not going to be all cases where it makes sense. Retailers need to determine their diversification priorities by doing a bit of data-driven risk analysis. It's part of why vendor concentration has come to the forefront, because we can now see how bad the issue is and trace out-of-stocks or lost sales back to which vendor or which products are causing that, and why are they not here? The goal isn't to diversify everywhere. That would be an extremely expensive proposition and would lead to excess and unsold stock, a la what we saw the last 3-4 years with a lot of vendors carrying too much of the wrong inventory. It's best to diversify where that risk-adjusted return on investment of diversification is going to be the highest. So our advice is most companies, retailers, start with a dependency and vulnerability analysis. Categories that rely really heavily on one supplier, one region, one raw material type should be the first targets, but only if those are a significant driver of customer purchase behavior, revenue, or profitability. You have to merge the two together. And from there, we need to say, where do I actually have viable alternatives? Where would it be reasonable to diversify my supply? So we're mixing that, what's my risk-adjusted need with what's my probability of success if I deploy that strategy, and making those in really pinpoint precise motions.
All of that makes a lot of sense, but I'm going to pivot slightly and I'm going to turn the question over to automation and AI, which is, of course, as many of our listeners know, this is one of my favorite topics is AI, as I'm sure it is for everyone else. So how will automation and AI, which is growing rapidly, change how retailers monitor and manage vendor concentration risk and diversification as well?
Yeah, it's a great question. Vendor and supply risk management has for a really long time been reactive, manual, and backwards looking. We had an out of stock, we lost a massive amount of sales, let's go back and find a dual source for that, let's change suppliers, let's carry more in inventory. And that bears a lot of cost. Where automation and AI has really changed the game is, how do we actually be more forward-looking, predictive, autonomous, and always on in our approach to risk mitigation and supply management? If we look backwards, I may make a choice based on a disruptive event that was a once in 100 years event that's unlikely to recur. And then 2 years later, I'm sitting on more expensive inventory or too much, versus saying, can I move beyond spreadsheets and after action debriefs to real time intelligence and proactive mitigation? If I know where my concentration risks are, I don't actually have to take action on them. I can identify a set of conditions and then train my AI agents, bots, et cetera, to monitor for growth in those conditions and trigger reactions. I may not do that autonomously, but at least I've got this always on monitoring. When we combine that with the other side, that I can create more transparency into my supply chain and value chain, that's where we really start to get the benefit. Part of the challenge of like manual analysis of risks is you can only look down one tier, my supplier and where they produce. Multi-tiered mapping, so where are the inputs coming from? What suppliers, what regions, what individual production sites are they coming from, is now the new standard. It's something we've talked about for years, but it's now really becoming actionable and affordable. That layers on another level of detail to help us identify choke points to merge with that always-on situation monitoring so I can react faster, because even diversification of my main suppliers alone doesn't actually protect me against a lot of these risks if they're all getting cotton from the same location, they're all sourcing critical batteries for components from the same few manufacturers. An issue there is going to have a greater impact on my ability to source products than one manufacturer, one shipment being disrupted.
Right, yeah. So we've talked about the challenges about vendor concentration. We've talked about the benefits of diversification. And of course, we touched upon AI and automation, which, you know, some retailers are utilizing or beginning to utilize it. So let's talk to those that are not utilizing it or are just starting to do it. How would a retailer or a distributor get started utilizing AI and automation in this process, just given everything you just described?
Yeah, it's a tough question, and I think a lot of times an overthought question. Retailers and distributors don't need a massive digital transformation to begin, and they don't need to invest in large volumes of tools. One of the things that we find, and the research over the last few months has been fascinating, a lot of AI tools don't generate the ROI that's expected because they work in isolation. So the first place to start is ensuring all of our data is accessible from a single location. You have a wealth of information inside your organization, from sales data to shipment data to spend to specific supplier orders. And getting all of that in a place where you can use some of those predictive tools is step one. And there are simpler ways to do that through connecting items and common databases and very foundational data lake elements that let you spin things in Power BI and layer on copilots and AI agents to more expensive data aggregator tools. But really getting that data in one place so you can see the connection between different information points is the first step. And then any tool you invest in is going to have higher utility to you and higher ROI overall.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much, Ashley. Vendor concentration risk is more than just a sourcing challenge. It's a strategic vulnerability that retailers really need to address to protect margins, agility, and of course, their supply chain stability. If you found this episode insightful, please share it with your operation leaders. And until next time, stay focused on smart diversification and long-term supply chain health. Have a great day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.